This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. CU researchers will investigate whether improving classroom air quality with air purifiers can help students miss fewer school days. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Last year, more than a third of Colorado students were chronically absent, missing at least 10% of school days. There are many reasons, such as bullying, but asthma is a leading reason due to chronic illness. A team of researchers and engineering students helped install air quality monitors and air cleaners in tens of thousands of classrooms statewide. The team will compare student absenteeism rates in classrooms with air purifiers to those without. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines will be one of the first airlines to allow pilots to pump breast milk in the cockpit. The Denver-based airline was accused of discriminating against pregnant and lactating employees in a complaint and lawsuit. As part of a settlement, the airline agreed to update and clarify its policies for pregnancy and lactation. A partial solar eclipse will be visible in parts of Colorado October 14th, but a local expert warns you should shop carefully for sunglasses if you want to watch it. Doug Duncan, the former director of Boulder's Fisk Planetarium, said special glasses are essential for safe viewing, but that there are a lot of poorly made knockoffs on the market.
Don't buy from a random online place. Go to a big hardware store chain. They usually carry these nowadays, and they're not very expensive.
Duncan said the eclipse will start shortly after 9 a.m. on October 14th. People near the Four Corners should have the best view. The Denver Zoo has a new endangered animal. Tristan is a Machi's tree kangaroo, one of an estimated 2,500 left in the world. He will appear in the zoo's Australia exhibit when it opens next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.